Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, this story really does not make me happy, as because the fact that I have a 16-year-old son who just got his license on Monday, and there's an epidemic of distracted driving that's maiming and in too many cases killing people in crashes involving teen drivers. And this is from a new report. And this is a Health Day study that says that a 60% of car crashes involving teenagers, 60%, occur while these young and inexperienced drivers are talking, texting, or otherwise distracted. And it's happening more and more in the summer, according to the American Automobile Association, the AAA. People get distracted. I mean, they play with the radio. They look out the window. I think everyone gets distracted, and it's easy to do. But until now, parents didn't have the data in front of them to suggest that it's a much bigger problem that they should be concerned about for their teens. Of course, it's my biggest fear in the world is my son out there driving around distracted, and I can barely even talk about it, much less think about it. And for the study, researchers at the University of Iowa and the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety analyzed the moments leading up to crashes in more than 2,000 videos from in-car dashboards. And the researchers found the top three distractions for teens are talking to passengers, talking, texting, or operating a cell phone, and looking at something inside the car. So whether you've dropped something, or they're looking down at the radio, or they're looking over at their friend in the front seat, or they're talking to their friend in the front seat, all of these things. This is just really an eye-opener, and I copied this article and research and sent it off to my son, because it is absolutely terrifying for parents to think of our kids out there driving. So I think that what we need to do is start the discussion, make a contract with your kids, talk early and often about the dangers of distraction. I mean, you have to talk about it all the time with your kids, because if it gets put on the back burner of discussion, it becomes something on the back burner of priority. Having a parent-teen agreement that sets rules against distracted driving and teaching by example. Keeping your eyes on the road while driving is so important. So if a kid sees their parents texting and driving, or talking on the phone and driving, or messing around with something, then they will do that too, and they will think that they can do that too. So it's really something that is something we can't not even discuss it. We can't put it off to the wayside. My son rolls his eyeballs at me and he says, "Oh, Mom, stop worrying so much." But when he's a dad, he will understand. And I know it's going to take that for him to understand when he has a child that starts driving for the first time. But as a parent, and for all of you parents out there, we're all going through exactly the same thing. And even at the DMV there, I was talking with other parents and we all were feeling exactly the same way. It's like, we're elated and happy for our children and the autonomy that driving is going to give them and the independence. However, it's just absolutely terrifying. And I will say that because of this distracted driving problem, the police officer at the meeting we went to before my son got his license asked all of us not to give our kids cars of their own. He said, because we'll either see you in the police station or at the hospital, because kids get distracted so easily. So this is so important. This topic is absolutely essential that we do and talk about. So talk to your children, talk early and often about the dangers of distracted driving. Have an agreement that sets out rules that your children have to follow, and make sure you teach by example. Be a good role model. Don't text and drive. Don't talk on the phone and drive. Don't be busy doing things and driving. When you're driving, put it all away. Focus on the task at hand, getting you from one place to the other safely. If you do that, then hopefully our children will do that too. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.